We're going to kick off this year's program, starting out with what happened in the Texas legislature this session, and specifically bills that came out of this session that are going to impact what we do as lawyers in our practice. And we've got two folks here to talk to us about that. One is Jerry Bullard, who's well known to this conference. He gives us this an update about the legislative session. On the regular. He practices law in Fort Worth, in Grapevine, and he is board certified in civil appellate law and is the immediate past chair of the appellate section of the state bar. And the other also here to present to us is State Representative Jeff Leach. He serves in the Texas legislature, represents the citizens of House District 67, and is currently the chair of the House Committee on Judiciary and Civil Jurisprudence. So he knows from whence he speaks. And when he's not being a member of the legislature, he practices law at Gray, Reed, and McGraw in Dallas. So take it away. Let us know what happened to us this year. This biennium. Or I guess it's still happening.
It's still going. Like the Energizer Bunny, right? Well, thank you, Jane, for that kind introduction. And it's always a pleasure to be joined by legislators like Chairman Leach, and I'm not just saying this because he's sitting next to me, but Chairman Leach is really everything you'd want a legislator to be. He listens, he's responsive, and he tries to do the right thing for the citizens of his district, but also for the citizens of the state of Texas. So thank you for your service, and thank you for joining me.
Well, it's good to be here, Jerry. I hope you all know and follow Jerry's legislative updates during session. There are few, if any, Texans who are as well informed and accurate as Jerry is, especially when it comes to judicial issues for the bench and the bar. So, Jerry, it's likewise an honor to share the stage with you. I know we've got 30 minutes to pack a lot of info in.
Yeah, and we're going to do our best to do that. And, you know, it seems like every session, at least the past few, if I have one word to describe it, it's unprecedented. Last session, it was unprecedented for various reasons. I think, you know, this session is certainly unprecedented. And we're not going to talk about expulsions or impeachment proceedings, but that's made it a little bit different than past sessions, obviously. But it's also been a little bit unprecedented, at least from the standpoint from those who've been following and what the legislature does when they come into session and what they do or don't do to the civil justice system. There are some who think that this session's been kind of unprecedented for civil justice issues too, and so we're going to talk about a couple of those bills, but I didn't know if you wanted to add anything to that before we...
I say we get into it. You're going to find that I'm Jerry's sidekick today, and proudly so. So let's hit it.
Okay, well, you know, this session is unprecedented in this way. There was 8,153 bills and joint resolutions filed. That's a new record.
That is, yep.
I went back and took a look at those numbers, and I think the high water mark we had before this one was in 2009. With 7,324, but you only passed 1,246 bills, 13 joint resolutions, which I thought was kind of a low number to me, until I went back just last session where it was 1,073, that was lower, and then back in the 85th session, which I think was 2017, is that when that is? Yeah. There was 1,200 bills, but you'd have to go back 20-something years to see a lower number than this. So what happened?
Well, we had a larger freshman class this year. We had coming off the COVID year, so last year in 2021 was a low year, just with all the challenges with COVID and the realities of the legislative session. I think legislators came back this session ready to get things done for their districts and had a lot of legislative ideas. Some of them are good. Admittedly, a lot of them are bad. It's a good thing that it's really tough to pass a bill in the Texas legislature because most proposals are bad ideas. And so of those 1,246 that reached the governor's desk, I imagine some will be vetoed, but the large majority, over 1,200, will become Texas law as of September 1st.
All right. Well, you'd mentioned so I had a lot of new faces, and one of the demographic data points I like to take a look at each session is obviously you have the political breakdown in the House at 150 members, of course, 86 Republicans, 64 Democrats at the start of the session. You lost a Republican somewhere along the way. It's on the Senate side, there are 31 seats, 19 Republicans, 12 Democrats. Of those numbers, 65 are licensed attorneys, and those are state bar numbers. There may be members who have law degrees or who no longer practice, or maybe they never got licensed in Texas.